The Ministry of Trade and Industry carried out the closures in recent days after numerous complaints that foreigners were illegally engaged in the retail trade. The affected shops, which mostly belong to Nigerian traders, were locked up. Authorities say they will not be reopened until the owners have each paid $1 million as required under the Ghana Investment Promotion Council regulation for foreign-owned retail businesses. Prince Wachi Watson, head of communication and advocacy at the Ministry of Trade and Industry, says the Investment Promotion Council regulations bar foreigners from engaging in retail trade, especially in the local market, unless they have proper registration. He says the traders were given ample time to submit their document to the ministry for verification. He also noted that last year, the Ghana Union of Traders Association locked up some shops owned by foreigners. A President Nana Akufo-Addo intervened and allowed them to reopen.
We ask these people to go and do their necessary regulatory works and submit same to us as proof that they've done it. We have failed to do that. It is for that reason that as we went out there, we had to lock up the shops. If you lock it and you think you have something to prove, otherwise you bring it and then we'll come and reopen your shop for you.
Watson rejects allegations that the enforcement effort targeted Nigerian traders.
I must, however, admit that probably because of the good neighborliness that exists between Ghana and Nigeria, and because maybe of proximity, most of the affected people happen to be Nigerians. But I must also indicate that other nationals have been affected, some Pakistanis, some Lebanese, some Togolese, and other nationals have been affected. So it is not a matter of Nigerians being targeted.
Watson says the Ministry of Trade and Industry doors were open for the affected traders who want to discuss the situation. He says there are plans to expand enforcement actions to other parts of the country. Chukwu Emeka Inaji, president of the Nigerian Traders Union in Ghana, decried the closure of Ghanaian-owned shops and said the enforcement effort was unfair. He says most of their members do not have Ghana Investment Promotion Council registration because it requires $1 million cash or equity, and he says they were given only 14 days to submit correct paperwork.
And then they started locking shops without asking any documentation anymore. When we called them and asked what is going on, and they told us that they have inspected the place and nobody has complied. And I asked what. They said we should register with you.
Energy says many of the traders have legally registered their businesses and they pay taxes to the government of Ghana. Reporting for VOA, this is Mavis Autry in Ghana.